Welcome to Pumpkin Spice Podcast, a seasonal treat where comedy and horror meet. It's October, and I'm Rob Schulte.
And I'm Brittany High.
Brittany, we're recording in the brand new Pink Jeans Eagle Rock studio, Eagle Rock location, because we've got multiple studios
That's
across.
That's right, we've crossed from coast to coast, across.
Well, also coast to coast, and now more recently, just
one
Los
coast.
Angeles.
We used to be like bi-coastal, now we're like one coastal.
One coastal. Now, that's the technical term for it, but really what we're saying is we're
Rob,
recording in person.
Yeah, Rob lives in Los Angeles now.
Being that it's October, some say it's the spookiest months.
I would absolutely say that. Yeah. I would agree with those people.
Yeah, because of Halloween.
Yes.
Check your calendars, folks. It's the last day of October every month.
Rob's making a note.
I mean, every October.
Every time there's a 31st, it's October. No. I'm sorry.
Halloween.
This has really got off the rails.
Oh my God, this isn't happening.
It's okay. What we're saying is we're doing something special. Not only if you have been following Pumpkin Spice Podcast for a while and you're a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/pinkjeans, you know that Brittany and I have been doing this for years.
Years.
Specifically, Pumpkin Spice Podcast and the TV show. But a few years back, we were like, let's throw out a bonus episode I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And I'm pretty sure I made the joke, I don't even know what I did last summer.
I was going to tally the times I said it as well, but I think we both were in an understanding that, like, let's not listen to it.
You know, yeah, we haven't listened to that episode. And I would say it's one of, I like to call it baby's first podcast. That was like, I think that was the first-ish couple videos, movies that
Blogs.
I had watched for, yes, vlogging for Pumpkin Spice Podcast. I had joined in 2018 and I think I watched Children of the Corn, but I also watched like The Nest, which listeners have access to.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to put out the disclaimer. That was when I first started and I was a little wacky.
Well, and
now I'm totally normal.
Totally normal. And I was perfect the
yes.
whole way
well,
through.
Of
like,
course.
You
no,
know,
no.
that's
You've
the
always
thing.
Been perfect. It's
I
like,
wasn't at all new to podcasting
no,
either.
Yeah, no. You were born for this.
Yeah, no, it was great. But we thought for this year, you know, we've been doing this for so many years. Why don't we take another stab at
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, that's a Scream reference.
Uh-huh, which we'll get more into that. And then later this month, we'll watch the sequel.
Well, so just to be clear, we watched I Know What You sure. Did Last Summer.
1997.
The 1997 version.
Yes. Not the novel. We didn't read the
60s novel. I certainly did not use my eyeballs to read.
No. But it's directed by Jim Gillespie. That is a note I put there. And then it's written by Kevin Williamson. Yes. We know him because obviously from the TV
Dawson's
show.
Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Yes.
Scream.
Yes, he wrote Scream. The Faculty. But of course, this is based on the novel by Lois Duncan. Loosely.
She wasn't actually enjoying the depiction. But you know what? We'll get this.
We'll get there.
Hey, if I may borrow a reference from the film. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for?
I'll read the user-generated storyline.
Yeah.
And it goes a little something like this. After an accident on a winding road, four teens make the fatal mistake of dumping
a... I'm sorry.
It's okay. Keep it. Of dumping their victim's body into the sea. But exactly, 1 year later, the dead man returns from his watery grave, and he's looking for more than an apology. Anonymous.
Wow, that makes it scary, because it's usually like Fred Hermison. Who is that?
I believe he starred in Portlandia.
Oh, Fred Hermison. Oh my gosh.
Not in this film, but Jennifer Love Hewitt's in this film. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, How could we forget?
Ryan Phillippe, Muse Watson, anyway. It's a spooky film from the 90s, right? So crisp. But did you watch it again, or are you going strictly from memory?
Oh, hell no. I definitely watched it again. I mean, memory from 2018? That was like 7 years ago. So I did rewatch it, and I enjoyed Freddie Prinze Jr. Once again. But, you know, we're recording this on a Saturday morning, which is usually my Saturday morning cartoons, watch a horror movie so you don't get scared and pee the bed.
Yeah, get hit with an anvil.
Why would you pee the bed after a horror movie? That's like if you drink too much milk before bed.
Sounds like a personal experience.
No, it's not even. I never
pee. I'm talking about myself.
Okay. No, but we're recording this on a Saturday morning, so I couldn't watch it on Saturday morning, so I had to watch it on Friday morning.
Friday? That's the scariest day of the week.
I know. It's like Friday the 3rd rather than the 13th, but it was really scary.
It truly was.
Now enough about me and my peeing the bed's techniques. Did you rewatch it?
Did.
And had you rewatched it, was Elvis there?
Oh, yeah. Spooked. Totally afraid. No, he fell asleep about 10 minutes in. Mm-hmm. I watched it last night, living room, lights out, after playing a round of Dungeons & Dragons. So it was, there was a spookiness in the air.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But it was a wonderful Friday for me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mrs. Columbo watched a bit, and she brought up something that I think about when I put this movie on.
Wait, every time you think about
it? Just about, because she was like, I feel like I've seen this movie, but in like bits and pieces here and there. And I was like, yeah, I feel like most of the times when we would like watch it in college parties and stuff, it would like end at the Anne Heche scene. You'd be like, okay, that's like 30 minutes, time to go see the band play or whatever.
Yes.
Or at a Halloween party, kicking it up a notch or whatever, but I like that I can just pick this movie up.
Totally.
Anyway, that's the vibe I got this time.
Definitely.
How about you? How did you watch it?
Friday morning.
Oh, yes. Friday morning.
With all of
candles?
The lights on, candles off, windows
flip
open.
That switch.
Yeah. And I was trying to remember, because, you know, as you know, they make a pact in the movie.
I'll never mention it again.
They make a pact. They'll never speak of it again. They barely held on to that pact for a year.
Yep.
They basically just that went up in flames pretty much immediately as soon as they remembered that that had happened.
Oh,
and
God.
It, you know, but I can relate to that because you and I definitely made a pact of some sort at some point, and I definitely don't remember it.
No. It's the, Rob, you gotta move to LA pact.
No,
I don't remember either.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, we definitely, maybe it's on a past episode. We've made a pact. Maybe
listeners.
It's on, yeah. Maybe it's on a different, the last I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Ooh.
Maybe we made a pact then. I don't know. But
please, listeners, we beg of you. We must know the pact.
What
if we've broken
pact?
It?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you said you weren't going to eat Cheetos anymore. It's like,
no,
shit.
Don't
I
tell
totally
them about
did.
My Cheetos.
Yeah, Cheeto addict.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
But we, okay, so here, I'll put this out there. If for whatever reason, by next episode, we haven't heard about the pact.
Yes.
Or the next episode that we record.
Sure.
Post this episode.
Post this
public,
episode.
We'll come up with a new pact in
right.
in some sort of recording
of
so
course.
That other people can hear it. We know that it's documented.
Yes.
Notary, that sort of thing.
Notary, yes.
But until then, we'll need to get into our classic
near
segments.
Near.
We call this one Cutting Class.
Attention, faculty and students.
You're suspended.
Not until your grades improve.
Cutting Class.
The school is closed.
Okay, so these are the fun factoids about the film. Everyone knows I love a good fun factoid.
He even likes the boring factoids.
Well, that's why they're fun. Now, we'll get into that later in the deep Rob Schulte lore episodes. But first, I'm going to start out with this. This film comes out in 1997. You know what else is in 1997?
What?
Sarah Michelle Gellar starring in Scream 2.
Oh, that's... What?
So she's in two Kevin Williamson movies.
Yes.
The same year. 1997 is also the year Buffy premiered. So this is like...
Whoa!
This is Mount Gellarmore.
Holy
1997.
Shit. 1997. Gellarmore.
Big time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge, though. I remember when we were rescorted, whatever, rescorted Scream.
Yes.
That we did note that he had seen, Kevin Williamson had.
That's right.
I'm using all the, it's not Williamson.
No, give me some of that Williamson. Yeah.
But yes, he had seen her, experienced her.
That's right.
And then was like, you're so amazing. Or maybe it's the other way around. Wow, our facts are getting really jumbled.
That's why they're fun.
Yeah, that's why they're fun. Because you have to look them up and verify it for yourself. Before
Which you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't be repeating this at a party or something.
No,
God.
Wait, we are not a TikTok. We're not all drinking wine.
No.
Research this.
Yeah.
What, you got a fun fact?
I've got a handful of fun facts, if you will.
Please.
They're all casting related. I'll plow through them. First of all, Melissa Joan Hart was offered the role of Julie.
Whoa, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt's character.
Yes, that's correct.
What were they waiting for?
What were they waiting for? Well, first of all, it's like so hard to understand or imagine Melissa Joan Hart. Very squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon image.
She was a witch.
Though. She was a witch.
Good witch.
Yeah. Well,
sandwich.
Teenage witch.
True.
So Melissa Joan Hart was offered the role of Julie. Oh, but she thought it was going to be like another Scream, which is funny because it kind of is because it's not by the same guy.
Yeah. Not as satirical, though.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt actually auditioned for each other's part.
That's interesting.
You should
have
seen
thoughts.
Rob's face. It was like, wow.
Well, I have thoughts on like the characters we follow in this movie. We'll get there.
Okay. A third interesting casting fun fact. Reese Witherspoon auditioned, but changed her mind and withdrew herself. She did, however, recommend her boyfriend at the time, Ryan Philippe?
Please welcome Ryan Philippe.
Cruel Intentions.
Yes, she recommended him for the role. Imagine, like, Hollywood sounds so crazy to me. It's like, I'm going to audition, never mind, but actually you should have my boyfriend do it. And then it worked out.
Wow.
It totally worked out.
I'm going to be like, my podcast co-host really should do this. If I'm deciding I don't want to do something, that could potentially be a pact.
Okay. All right. Write that down.
Okay. Yeah.
I have one more, but I think I'm going to save it for the end.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because of the podcast episode.
The end of the whole show. We're deciding to retire.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
At 31.
Yes.
The final sequence on the boat was shot on the Cape Fear River. The filmmakers nearly lost the boat while attempting to dock it due to like the crazy weather and water at the time. And it's already apparently like a nightmare to shoot on water. And
especially
everyone can tell when you're in like a giant fake bathtub, you know, like, so you're like, well, we need it to look real. This boat looks awesome. There's a potential of us losing the boat and all the work we ever did all day on this.
That's crazy.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
That's the real scary part.
Yeah. Cape Fear, more like boat fear.
Yeah. More like that. Yes.
Jacket fear. Anyway.
Jacket fear. Okay. Now you are sitting down. I can confirm. But audience, if you're not sitting down, wow, this blew my mind.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm standing up. Stars Jennifer Love Hewitt, Freddie Prinze Jr., and Sarah Michelle Gellar would all go on to have sons with James as their middle name.
What?
I know. I'm like, why are you so obsessed?
Yeah, and is this like the real life pact? Is it like, what are they doing?
And Ryan Philippe.
What a boring one.
Screwed it up.
Yeah. Oh.
We're all going to make our kids middle name James.
Middle name James. Mm-hmm. But no, he was kind of on the outside the whole time anyway.
And if you screw Reese over, you're dead to me.
Yeah. I don't care how many Cruel Intentions movies you do or don't do.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what? I think it's time to get crazy.
Yeah.
And head into the maniac moment.
Woo!
Maniac. It will tear the life out of you.
Now, we were doing a little talking before the recording.
No, I walk in, sit down, we press record, and then we're like, what are we doing?
I didn't even make any notes.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you might want me to go first on the maniac moment.
Hey, whoa. I mean, either way.
I know. The fisherman, the hook hand guy, kills Johnny Galecki first. He kills Johnny Galecki
like,
first.
Why?
Why?
Who gives a shit?
First of all, he had nothing to do with it.
He didn't
just
know.
Happened to be there.
Right.
And he's your only person in this movie that's a red herring. Fish pun.
Ooh, good one.
And you want to get rid of him? Like, at least keep him around while you're chopping people's haircuts and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, like, oh my God, because you could totally pin it on him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, apparently this wasn't that fun of a fact, so I didn't put it in fun facts.
Okay.
But like the first cut of the movie, the producers are like, it takes way too long to get to like the killing. Throw a killing in sooner. And so like, well, we'll kill
that
the dude
oh,
from Roseanne.
Is, oh, the dude from Roseanne. Oh, yeah. Going on to be the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, in like 10 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my maniac moment. That fisherman killer, although the maniac in the movie also wasn't making the most astute decisions.
Which one was that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The kill. Yeah. Fisherman. Yeah.
Cause I was like, I think the maniac in the movie is Ryan Felipe's Whoa. Character. Who's like, he needs to get it together.
Don't have time for your You understand? We got to move fast.
Hey, let's try to stay calm. Focus.
Yeah. He really does. His life is on the rocks.
Yeah, yeah. It really, all of this was his fault.
Truly, if he didn't like play Limp Bizkit or whatever in that
yeah.
car at the beginning.
Hey, leave the biscuit out of this.
What the hell is this crap?
But yeah, was that your maniac moment?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, I was just riffing on what you're saying.
I hear you. I hear you because it's the fisherman.
My maniac moment is me. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I watched this and I was looking for a maniac moment.
Yes.
And I was like, honestly, everything seemed pretty rational, to be honest.
It don't throw a body off a ledge. Don't throw a body into a lake.
But I understand where they were coming from.
Sure. I'm saying from the fisherman's point of view, it's like, you really left me to die.
So at least so rude.
He's very angry. I don't think he's making the smartest decisions.
I would.
But I'm right there with
agree.
You. Very rational film.
Let me give you some advice. When you leave a man for dead, make sure he's really dead.
I think that brings us to an end of a maniac moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, well, Brittany.
What?
What always comes after maniac
always
moment?
Always comes up the things that make you go, hmm?
What makes your head tilt in this episode? What makes you go, hmm?
This surprised myself, so it'll likely surprise you as well.
Okay.
Where were the parents?
Thank you.
Where were the parents?
Where were the parents?
Where the freaking were the parents?
We see SMG's dad, like, catatonic on the couch.
Yes, okay.
While yep. she's, like, getting a Diet Coke.
Right.
Obviously doesn't even say hello to her.
Right.
Not there. We see Julie's mom wondering if she's on drugs and then never again.
Yeah.
She's not wondering too hard.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's like, oh, thank God you're not on drugs.
Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad runs away. Not even there from the beginning.
But these are all, like, where's the mom?
Exactly. I'm right there with you. And then my side...
Ryan Felipe didn't have any parents at all, but he's supposed to be rich, and they said, Dad's going to kill me because the BMW smashed into a person and they dumped him in the lake, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, his parents are never there and only instill fear in him.
Gotcha. And alcoholism.
Yes.
So what was the thing that you...
Went, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this happens a couple ways. We talked about the hair cutting scene.
Yes.
Where he just decides to chop up her hair in her
mm-hmm,
sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also the scene where Ryan Phillippe's character, Barry, is getting run down by
mm-hmm.
the fisherman in like a car.
Mm-hmm.
Which, first of all, just run to an area that the car can't go to.
Yes.
Why?
Sure.
We all know this. but also when he does eventually get carred down
mm-hmm.
and he like
carred down translates to he got hit by the car
hit by a car.
He got carred.
Yes, thank you for translating. Rob.
Yeah.
Robbie's. No, he's in there, he's laying on the ground, he's got my head, I'm dizzy, and the fisherman's like standing above him, and then it like fades to black, and then he wakes up in the hospital. Like, the fisherman's goal
mm-hmm.
is to kill these people,
but that's all the thing, he's trying to fake him out.
I don't understand. It made me go, hmm.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. I mean, what is he waiting for? I guess is probably
Well, he was waiting for it because he was like, I can't kill you now. I got all the crabs.
I'm waiting to really make a spectacle out of this thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes
Thin mints. Are you hungry?
I am, actually. Now, another thing that's thin.
Yes.
Is the thing, but with a G at the end of it.
At least we're having fun. Yeah.
Can anybody hear me?
We found something quite remarkable.
We found something.
Is this dork made of orange rock like the rest of his body? The thing.
And it's the big takeaway.
It is.
Would you like to go first?
I have a huge takeaway.
Yes!
No. No, but at the beginning, pre-murder, Jennifer Love Hewitt says the urban legend acts as like a warning for young women to not have premarital sex. Do you recall?
Yes.
And then she goes on to lose her virginity that night, on the same night that basically right after she lost her virginity, that's when they hit the guy and they had to dump him in the lake. And then like a year later,
trauma.
He comes back. No, I'm just like, is this acting as a warning for young women to not have premarital sex?
You don't really believe all that crap, do you?
That's true.
Please, both is merely a phallic symbol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ultimately castrated.
It's the new folklore.
Yeah, urban folklore.
Urban legend.
A great album.
Yes.
Delete that.
No, I have to stay honest. Yes, it is the
greatest album of 2020.
Evolution.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of the urban legend.
Yes.
Lagoon.
Yes. What? But it's like it's an updated version of that that's still trying to tell young women not to have premarital sex.
Yeah. And guys can do whatever they want.
Well, Barry's fine.
Yeah. He's just angry all the time.
Yeah. That's not related to the sex. Anyway, who knows? I don't know. They didn't have premarital sex that night. So
it's true.
He just drank like a handle of vodka.
Yeah.
So what's
real smart.
You're the thing.
Well, apparently, director Jim Gillespie said that Ryan Phillippe really wasn't the jock type, but had to play this quarterback jock type. And that he's
Buy it.
Yeah, he goes, for better or worse, I think Ryan overcompensated by adding anger to his character.
He said that!
Yeah, and in the same way, I think this movie overcompensated for the success of Scream. Mm. It took big swings, much like Ryan's punches, and it didn't always connect, much like Ryan's punches, to Freddie Prinze Jr.'s face. And like that scene with Johnny Galecki in the trunk with the crabs and stuff, looks great. Big swing, fun. But then when she tries to show it to the other people and it's gone, it's like, well, there's no way. It's broad daylight, you know, like, and it's easy to point that stuff out. But like in a movie that like, that was a really great idea. Why did we have to shortcut it at the end?
Yeah, I hear that.
It's like a Scream wave.
It would have been really cool if like the crabs and Johnny Galecki was still in there.
Yeah, like just freak them out more.
Right. But also now that you bring that up, in that moment, like we are talking about calling everybody by their real names, but Barry, because that makes sense. Barry, the quarterback, played by 5'8".
This is written in 1952.
Yes. Barry punches right Freddie Prinze Jr. God, now I'm keeping all my mixing it all. Crossing the streams.
Ghostbusters.
Now I'm crossing the reference. May the force be with you. No, but he punches Freddie Prinze Jr. in the face because he thinks he's the guy, but it's also like, where did he come from? He like comes from right in front of where the car was, so I would have assumed that it was him as well.
Yeah. Also, we didn't need Freddie Prinze to be a red herring like halfway through the movie. Like, either make him a red herring or don't. But like,
well, halfway, and then they did it that one time, and then at the very end when she like thinks that it's him because he dated Anne Hesh's character.
Yeah. Whoa.
I know.
You don't come around here much more often. It's like, wait, yeah, okay.
Because we don't hook up anymore. Like, that's the reason why.
I made the connection that, you know, he says he goes over there, and I totally forgot that Anne Hesh was like, oh, yeah, and we also, you know, watched movies. We Netflixed and chilled.
Oh.
What a wild ride.
Wow.
And I'm very excited to check out.
I did the choo-choo gesture, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. It's on film.
Yeah. It's not.
You know the sequel's Tropical.
What?
Yes.
Are they on spring break?
Has to be. I don't remember. Okay. I think I've only seen once. Jack Black is in it as well.
Well, you just need to lead with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be good. But this is a film that we still need to rate.
I have an idea for a rating system.
Well, you're in charge of the rating system,
just write that down. So there was one scene. This is obviously like the second time I've watched this movie in 3 years, which is not that actual frequent. But, you know, when the second time you watch it, like you really start to notice some things.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was a scene where Sarah Michelle Gellar had a belly chain. So like Sarah Michelle Gellar's belly chain.
Okay. A complete belly chain, or is it like charms on the belly chain?
Yeah, just like a complete belly chain.
Okay, so is this movie a complete belly chain?
Well, yeah, you're right. It doesn't quite make sense, but nothing does.
That's true. No, I like this kind of a little bit more abstract rating system. Yeah! I'm going to have to say that, like, I think this is a belly chain that, like, the clasp is broken on. You know, and like it could potentially supposed to like wrap through like a navel piercing of some sort.
Interesting.
But they didn't. So it's like from a distance, it looks like it's a belly chain that Sarah Michelle Gellar might wear. Mm-hmm. But like when you try to actually put it on, you're like, it doesn't quite work.
Whoa. Wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
See, this is why I like your rating systems. Yeah, I get to go all over the place with it. Just like the fisherman.
Yes, like the fisherman. Wow, that's actually a very, like, I completely follow you on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically what you're saying is it's a belly chain. It's not like 100%. You don't feel 100% on it. You put it on, you're like, maybe I'll go for an anklet instead. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think that works
very
well. Is that your rating?
Because yeah, I think that's really awesome. Yeah, I could not come up with something more accurate than that.
Yeah,
for the anklet, girl.
Yeah, I think another one, if we were just going to throw it out there, would be like the belly chain you decide to buy when you're at Oceans of Fun in Kansas City, because you're just like, maybe you had a couple daiquiris,
I don't know, maybe I'm changed.
Yeah, maybe this is like, I'll try it out today, and then no one will know.
Yeah, because they don't know me here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm at Oceans of Fun in Kansas City.
Yeah.
About to ride the...
Screamer.
Yeah, whatever their
slide
ocean ride is.
Yeah. Going to the wave pool with my belly chain.
Fury of the Nile, okay. I think, was their big one.
Deal.
Anyway, yeah, I think these are honest ratings, yeah. And that's what people come to Pumpkin Spice Podcast for.
Because it's not a bad belly chain.
No. If you can pull it off, more power to you. Some other people had thoughts on this movie, mm-hmm. and I like to find those thoughts at a little website called Letterboxd, which I'm not great at updating my Letterboxd, but hey, I like to throw the Pumpkin Spice movies in there.
Oh, yeah.
First one, 3.5 stars, and watched by Mina. This movie did a good job of keeping me scared, and I was very intrigued by the premise. However, I did not find the ending or the revelation of the killer to be particularly interesting or clever, but the cast was so hot, so that is okay.
That's so true.
Yes,
the hotcast. Hotcast.com.
Hotcast.com, podcast. No, we get it.
Yep.
The next one is 4 stars by Chloe. Me to everyone in this movie. No, don't get murdered by a man with a fish hook. You're so sexy. It's a hot movie.
It's a hot movie. It for sure is. Even though they give Jennifer Love Hewitt stringy hair, her boobies look great.
I think there's a story about them boobies for this movie, but that's for a different podcast.
That's for a different day.
Yeah, will say this. I hinted at it earlier.
What?
I think we should have followed Sarah Michelle Gellar's character more than we did Julie's.
Gosh.
I just think it was a more compelling. She moved to New York and moved back so quick. Everyone, you know,
I agree. And you know, I do remember actually vividly that we cover this in the first time that we reviewed this movie. Sarah Michelle Gellar scene when she is getting killed. Like, she had the most epic
Oh, yeah.
Murder scene. And she's such a badass. And, you know, I aspire to be her one day when I'm 17. Or 18.
And speaking of Forever 18, my favorite store to shop at Independence Center.
Yeah.
You can support Pink Jeans Productions, which is us.
Right. I thought you were talking to me, and I'm like, I do. Definitely do.
I do too.
I could not be more in than I am.
Exactly.
Unless I moved under this table.
It's quicksand. No. PinkJeansProductions.com. Find out how to support us and hear our other shows that we make. There's the link to our Patreon and a link to all of our public podcasts there. It's a really fun website. And in addition, you could give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. That really helps us in the algorithm, being an independent show as we are. Brittany, what else can they do?
Oh, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. We even have a Facebook discussion group. It's lively. And, Twitter, you know, Twit.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find us at Pink Jeans Productions or hashtag Pink Jeans if you want to just hashtag it.
Yeah, we'll round you up.
Yeah, round you right all the way up. Speaking of rounding up, thanks to Marie.
Rob
nodded his head at me as a good segue, Britt.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, Rob. Just needed the audience to know this is a weird flex.
Brittany also flexed her biceps when she did that.
I also flexed both of my biceps. Not one at a time. Go big or go home.
True.
Thanks, Marie. You're awesome. And speaking of awesome, another good segue. Are you looking dog-tooted or something?
No, but I would believe it.
Okay. Because it definitely happened. But thanks to Jonathan. He makes these awesome graphics. And
yeah, if you're not following Pink Jeans Productions,
you're missing out. They're so cool and fun and funny. And man, that one with the fish talking was, see? So yeah, check that out. And thanks to Jonathan, you're awesome. Thanks, Marie, you're awesome. Thanks to Jeremy, you're awesome. Listen to this.
Theme song.
Moving, I'm grooving.
And this has been Pumpkin Spice Podcast Grooving. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks with our other special episode we're putting out.
Yeah, keep it spoopy.
Yes, bye.